Test 67, Section 2, Question 14. Now, here, we're looking for the assumption in the argument, and it says, there are a lot of interesting plays, some will get popularity for a few years, some might get high critical acclaim, but none will be popular several centuries from now. So they're going to be okay, but they won't be popular several centuries. The only plays that continue to be performed regularly over many decades and centuries are those that skillfully explore human nature. Okay, so the only ones that continue to be performed regularly are those that skillfully explore human nature, and none of the plays written last year examine human nature in a particularly skillful way. So none of them do that. So the conclusion is that some will be okay for a few years, but none will be popular several centuries from now. And the evidence is that the only ones that continue to be performed regularly over and over are those that are skillfully explored. Now, we do have a little bit of a change in vocabulary from none will be popular to only the ones that continue to be regularly performed. So you could have something that's popular but isn't regularly performed. It's a possibility. So what do we have to assume? A, no play will be popular several centuries from now unless it continues to be performed regularly during the intervening time. This kind of hits at what we were talking about, so I'm going to hold on to it. B, for a play to deserve high critical acclaim, it must be popular for more than just a few years. Well, this isn't about whether it will have high critical acclaim, it's about whether it will be popular. C, there are no plays written last year that the drama critic has neither read nor seen performed. Well, the problem here is that it's not about whether or not the drama critic has read them. We have to accept as true that none of the plays written last year skillfully examine human nature. Questions, we accept the evidence as true. Then D, if a play does not skillfully explore human nature, it will not receive critical acclaim. No, it's not about whether it will get critical acclaim. It's if it doesn't explore human nature, then it doesn't end up being performed over and over. And then E, any play that skillfully examines human nature will be performed regularly. That's actually just a bad if-then version of those that say if they don't, then they won't. That doesn't mean if they do, then they will. And so therefore, answer choice A does turn out to be the correct answer. And if we make that false, it clearly destroys it. Some plays will be popular even if they aren't performed regularly during the intervening time. Clearly that would destroy the argument, and so we take A.